didn't have to follow me here, Bailey said as she turned, standing on her small porch and gazing up at Asher. You could have just stopped at the motel in town. They had driven nonstop for the last 3.5 hours, heading down the dark roads that took them back to North Carolina. The mountains had passed her in a blur, and she'd kept a death grip on the wheel. All Bailey had wanted during that drive was to get home, to get away from the darkness that surrounded her. They were in Brevard, a little town in Transylvania County, North Carolina. Her home, or rather, what had been her parents' home. After the attack, she'd fled to the safety of this little historical house in the middle of the picturesque town, situated in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Brevard was a place of incredible beauty, and it was safe now. The Death Angel wasn't taking victims anymore. She could be protected in her hometown, or so she'd hoped.
Part of the lost package, Asher murmured. Escort service to the door.
He was so close to her. If someone passed, they'd probably think she and Asher were lovers who'd gone out on a date. Lovers? Right. She was sure she wasn't Asher's type. Royce had made it clear she wasn't anyone's type. Not anymore.
Bailey, something wrong?
She shook her head. Thank you for the escort, Bailey told him quietly. Unfortunately, everything she said was quiet these days. Another stark reminder. You saw the motel in town when we passed through, right? You can get a room there.
I can get a room there, he agreed easily, inclining his head toward her. Sleep well, Bailey. I'll see you tomorrow, 8 a.m.
She nodded because nothing would stop her from being ready the next morning. I will get my life back. He turned away and headed down the porch steps. His motorcycle waited just a few feet away. Asher? No, she hadn't meant to call out to him, had she? But he was looking back, and her heart was racing, and she tried to figure out what to say. Why don't you come inside a few moments? Because I hate going into the house alone, especially at night, when it's so dark like this, and I'd like to talk to you more about the case. That sounded good, even confident. Not desperate, she hoped.
Okay.
He rolled back his shoulders and strode toward her. That long, lazy stroll of his was really quite something. A stroll that didn't look at all hurried, but somehow reminded her of a jungle cat closing in on prey. She fumbled with her keys and unlocked the door, all three locks. Then she hurried toward the beeping alarm and typed the code. Asher followed behind her, his steps slow, and he barely walked into the little foyer before stopping. He'd come in just enough to shut the door behind him.
You're forgetting rule number one, he said, voice careful.
Rule number, oh, right.
You don't have to fear me.
It's not you. She dropped her purse and keys on the table. Nights are always hard for me. Bailey made herself face him. A muscle jerked in his jaw. Can I, get you some coffee? That was what people did, right? Normal people? They drank coffee?
Not this late, thanks.
Oh, crap. Yes, he probably actually slept at night. Good for him. She waved toward her couch. Why don't you have a seat? He headed for her, but didn't move toward the couch.
Do you want me to search the house?
She bit her lip because it was trying to tremble, and she gave a quick nod. Without another word, Asher vanished into her kitchen. As the minutes ticked past, she heard him exploring every room in the house. The kitchen, the den, the small home office.